This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Today, Thursday, is going to be one of the busiest days on the roads as millions of Americans travel for the long Labor Day holiday. The AP's Julie Walker.
AAA reports travel is up 9% this holiday weekend and gas prices are down. Spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says if you're on the road for that holiday getaway, expect lots of company.
That Thursday and Friday before Labor Day, those afternoon hours are going to be the worst to be on the road.
She says you want to be on the road early, not late. As for air travel, the TSA expecting a record-breaking weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz have the first major television interview of their presidential campaign today. The AP's Donna Warder.
The interview will be conducted by CNN's Dana Bash and will air at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on CNN. It takes place during Harris's two-day bus tour through southeast Georgia, a state the Harris campaign believes it has a chance of winning if it makes inroads in GOP strongholds across the state. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump will campaign in the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin, focusing on recapturing states he won in 2016 but lost narrowly in 2020. Trump starts the day with an afternoon rally in Potterville, Michigan, near the state capital Lansing. Then he visits La Crosse, Wisconsin for a town hall. I'm Donna Warder.
Overseas now, Israel says it's killed five more militants in the occupied West Bank this morning, including a local commander in the Islamic Jihad militant group. Russia is banning more Americans from entering the country, 92 more Americans, including some journalists who formerly worked in Russia. Today, Florida will execute a man convicted of killing a college student and raping his sister while they were camped in a forest. This is AP News. Searchers found a small plane that's been missing for years, and now human remains, too, in Michigan's Lake Huron. The AP's Mike Hempen has this story.
Searchers have discovered a small plane that crashed in Lake Huron 17 years ago. State police say they also found the remains of a passenger who had been missing since then. The remains were identified as H. Brooke Stauffer Jr., who was 56 and lived in Washington, D.C. State police say a private company, Great Lakes Search and Recovery, resumed search efforts last October at the request of family members. Earlier this month, the search team discovered the plane's wreckage. The plane departed Mackinac Island for a small town in Michigan's Lower Peninsula in August 2007. I'm Mike Hempen.
A strong storm is hitting southern Japan with torrential rain and strong winds, causing at least three deaths. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.